Okay, Parshas Bereishis.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Baruch Hashem was likely to start from the beginning again. And just the famous word is Simchas Torah. What's a Simcha and Simchas Torah? So, is a Simcha that we're finishing the Torah or we're starting over again? So, somebody... No. Simcha is not a person never finishes a morning. You never finish morning. Okay. The simcha is that we're able to start. We're starting over again, but this time that we start over, it should be a different learning than it was last year. Each year that a person approaches the parasha again, he approaches it on a higher level, deeper level than he did last year. It's not like I have it like an English book, which is on one level. You can't use that book over and over and over and over again. In first grade, you can't use it again in high school. But the same Bereishis that we learned as in the Cheder, where we started off Chumash, we're still learning years and years later. But each year, the Simcha is that we're zeichet to start again with more understanding and more experience, and we're able to approach it and hopefully be able to appreciate and understand the Torah better and more than we did last year. Okay? And just on a side note, if somebody last year didn't end up being Mavis Sedra, as it happens, it's a good chance to start fresh again this year. Bereishis, start over fresh, you have a new beginning, and start fresh with the Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. Okay. Pasuk in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Vav, Pasuk says, Vayomer Elokim yehi rakia b'sei chamayim, v'hi mavdil b'mayim lahem. There should be a rakia in the water, and it should be a separation, it should separate between mayim and mayim. If one looks closely at Yom Sheni, Rashi tells us, doesn't say ki toiv. Doesn't say it's good. It says ki toiv by all the other days of Sheshis Mei Bereishis. It does not say ki toiv by Yom Sheni. If one looks at Yom Shlishi, it says ki toiv twice. Once at the end of Pasuk Yud, and once at the end of Pasuk Yud Beis. And Rashi says, why is it? Because the Melacha, the Avodah that Hashem started by Yom Sheni on day two, he did not finish on day two. Hashem first finished it on Tuesday. When he started on Monday, it was not finished on Monday, it was finished on Tuesday. So since it was not finished on Monday, it does not say Ki Toiv. But the next day, Yom Shlishi, where Hashem finished yesterday's work and today's work, it says Ki Toiv twice, once because of the work of Yom Sheni, and once for what was created on Yom Shlishi. So it brings down Rashi. The Medrash brings down a different reason altogether. Omer Rabbi Chanina. The Medrash brings down from Rabbi Chanina that the reason why it does not say Ki Toiv by Yom Sheni is because it says Vayavdil, and Hashem separated. Whenever there's separation, whenever there's Machlokes, we don't say Ki Toiv. It's not good. So since it says Vayavdil, we don't say Ki Toiv. It's not good. A simon for us to remember that separation, Machlokes, division is not good. And the question is obvious. But on Yom Dalad, it also says Lahavdil. On Yom Dalad, it says Hashem made Pasuk Yudalad. Vayomer Elokim yehi me'ayros berakhi ha'shamayim lahavdil bein yom bein halayla, to separate between the day and the night. It says Havdalah also in Pasuk Yudalad. And on Yom Dalad, it says Ki Toiv very clearly. So what does the Medrash mean that it says Ki Toiv? It does not say Ki Toiv on Yom Beis because it says Vayavdil, but it says Ki Toiv on Yom Dalad. And the answer, that's the answer. The answer is, depends what the separation is. Between whom and whom, and when the separation is done. In Yom Revi, what was the separation between? Bein Hayom uBein HaLayla. Between the day and the night. Between day and night are separate. They can't function together. Day has its gvul, its borders, its zman. Night has its borders, its zman. They can't function together day and night. If they were functioning together, the world would be a total mix-up. You wouldn't know day, time, day, night. They can't function together. A havdalah between two things that are separate, and they belong separate, and they don't belong together, ki toiv. That's good. But what does it say, vayavdil and yom beis? Vayavdil b'mayim l'moyim, between water and water. Oh, when you have havdalah in one thing itself, water and water, water belongs together. And yet we have to make a separation between mayim and mayim. Between water and water, there it doesn't say Ki Toiv. An important lesson. That sometimes a Havdalah is necessary. When you have good and bad, black and white, might be, a Havdalah is required. But other times, where there should be Achdus, we should be together, and we make a Havdalah, That's not when we say Kitayv. Person has to know when the Havdalah is required and when the Havdalah is not required. And therefore says the Medrash, V'himavdil, V'himayim, Yom Sheni, where it's between water and water, and it says Havdalah, it does not say Kitayv.
No, it's supposed to be some separation between the waters.
Good, but it's a symbolic meaning. Okay.
It's not physical meaning.
The we come at the end of Yom HaShishi, so the Pasuk tells us in Perik Aleph, Pasuk Laman Aleph, the last Pasuk, V'yar al kimes kol asher asa, v'hine toiv ma'oid, v'yer v'hivayke Yom HaShishi. Next Pasuk, Perik Beis, v'yichlu ha'shemayim v'horetz v'chol tzbom. Now everybody's familiar with these Pasukim. Rabbeinu Bechai here says something fascinating. Rabbeinu Bechai, if you look through the first Perik in Bereishis until Sheni, you don't find the Shem Hashem mentioned once. All you find is Elohim. Bayas Elohim, Bayayim Elohim, Bayar. Doesn't say Hashem's name. The first one mentions Hashem is in Perik Beis, Pasuk Dalid, Bayayim Asais Hashem Elohim Eretz Vishemoyim. But the Shem Havaya is not mentioned in Perik Aleph at all. Says Rebbeinu Bechai, why is that? Only the Shem Elohim is mentioned. Shem Elohim refers to Hashem's being the master of the teva, of the nature in the world. In the Bria, it shows Hashem is the Baal, is the master of teva, of the nature in the world. Does not say the Shem Havaya openly. However, there is a very nice remez to the Shem Havaya. Vayir vayivayke yoim hashishi, vayichu hashemayim. Yoim hashishi. Yoim starts with a yud. Hashishi is the hey. Vayichu is the vav. Hashem is the hey. Spell the yud for me. And that's why the meaning is Friday night. Many of the meaning is Friday night by Kiddush. We say Meir Vivayke, but we connect Yom HaShishi with Chushvan. We say it together because we're connecting the Shem Havaya, the Yud and the Hey of Yom HaShishi with the Vav and the Hey by Chu HaShemayim. Says Rabbeinu Bechai, even though it doesn't say the Shem Havaya openly, but the Derech Remez is there. If you know where to look for it, it's right here. Yom HaShishi by Chu HaShemayim. You find Hashem's name in between the lines. And he says it's teaching us a lesson how the world works. If one is living in this world, we don't always see Hashem. We look, we don't always succeed, we don't always see Hashem. It's not always obvious to us. But if you look between the lines, you look a little harder, you look, you think into, you search, you'll find Hashem. Sometimes it's not obvious. Sometimes it's hidden between the lines. Yom HaShishi v'chu HaShemayim. You have to look. Not always does a person understand. Not does a person understand what's happening, why it happens, and the cheshbon behind everything that he sees. But if he looks close enough, he'll be able to see the Ad Hashem. From Seifus is a similar vort in Parshas Kisisa, which we mentioned many times, that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see Hashem. And what does Hashem, we just learned the Shabbos Chol Hamoed, and what does Hashem say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Kirisis Achayr, can see behind me, Ufanai Loi Ro, but not my face. So Rashi explains, it means that Hashem shall Moshe the Kesher shall fill in behind Hashem's head, so to speak, but not the front of Hashem. And the Chassam Sofer explains the Pasuk, Api Derech Drash, Ki Rises Achayroi, that many times when something happens, we don't know why it happens. We're not zaycha to understand why, the cheshbon, it's not fair, why. But years and years later, sometimes we're zaycha to understand, you know what, it had to happen 10 years, you know what has happened? So everything should fall into place years later. He says, Hashem says, sometimes I'll show you the back of my head. I'll show you the back end. I'll show you what happens later on. And then by seeing the end, by seeing the back end, you're able to put together the entire puzzle. But a fun I lay roll. But many times you don't see the front. When it's happening right now, it's in front of you, you don't see it. You only zeichet to understand why things happen years later. Look through history, as things happen, we don't understand why. But years later, we already can stop me cheshbonis. This had to happen. So this should fall into place, and that should fall into place. Many times we don't see the Yad Hashem. But the Hashem is there. All one has to do is look. Yom HaShishi, Vayichu HaShemayim. If one looks for the Shem Havaya, for the Hashem's name, one is Zaycha to find it. The Pasuk tells us, in Perik Beis, Vayichu, Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk Beis, Vayichal Kim Yom HaShvi'i, Vayishbos Yom HaShvi'i, Mikol Molachto Yasher Oso. And the Arachayim HaKadosh here writes something very interesting. It says the Arachayim HaKadosh, that when Hashem created the world, Hashem created the world to exist for 6 days. Shabbos comes, Shabbos renews the world. And Shabbos gives kayach for the world to exist for the next week. Each Shabbos gives kayach for the world to exist the next 6 days. Each Shabbos renews the world. So Shabbos is not only what we call a day of rest, but Shabbos, in a sense, is what gives the world the kayach to continue, to give the world the ability to exist only as Shabbos. So says the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. It's a little bit of a deeper idea, but carry it down to our level. How many times we need a Shabbos? Without that Shabbos, we find the week very hard. The week is very hard. Sometimes we can't wait for the Shabbos to come. We need that Shabbos. The Shabbos is what gives us the kayach. What Shabbos for? For us to rest. But how do we rest? So the Gemara tells us, the Talmidei Chacham that learn during the week, they could rest on Shabbos. They could sleep on Shabbos. But the people that work during the week, what should they do on Shabbos? They should learn on Shabbos. Shabbos is there for learning. Shabbos gives us alachias. How do we go on a whole week? We go on a whole week with our daily routine, running here, running there, and like they say, the city never sleeps. It's busy 24/7. We're busy from the time we wake up, time we go to sleep, with everything under the sun. What gives us the kayach? That Shabbos. The Shabbos is what renews us and gives us the kayach to go on for the next week. Imagine if we wouldn't have a Shabbos. You know, when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, like it happens every few years, Yom Kippur falls out on a Shabbos. So on one hand, it's Gevaldik, it's Yom Kippur. But on the other hand, somehow, something feels like it's missing. Didn't have a Suda Shabbos that week. Didn't have, something's missing. The Shabbos wasn't a usual regular Shabbos that it is. Avadis Yom Kippur, it's Kodesh 100%. But Shabbos is part of our lives. And what gives us a chizik to go on the coming week? What gives us kayach for the next 6 days? The resting on Shabbos. The Medrash brings down, by Yivarech Elokim Yom HaShvi, the Medrash says, the Pasuk of Mishlei Perek Yud says, Birchas Hashem Itashir, the Baruch of Hashem brings wealth, for Yosef Otsev Imo, and it doesn't bring sadness with it. And the Medrash says, that's what it means, by Yivarech Elokim Yom HaShvi, Hashem benched the seventh day. And the Chofetz Chaim explains very nicely. Because all Ashirus, all wealth that a person has, a person worries about. Brings worries with it, brings responsibility with it. A person has a shirus, ma'ber nechosim, ma'ber dayis. The more property, the more nechosim a person has, the more he has to worry. How's he going to watch it? Is it going to stay? How can I take care of it? Ma'ber nechosim, ma'ber dayis. But Shabbos is a type of a shirus. That v'loy yosef otzavimah. No sadness comes with it. Shabbos is a matana from Hashem. A bracha, Hashem ben Shabbos, that Shabbos brings only simcha, ashirus, and doesn't bring any sadness with it. It's matana that watches over those that keep Shabbos. And those that watch Shabbos are zeiche to the matana and to the kedusha of Shabbos. Going ahead in the parasha, Perek Daled, we find the whole story with Cain and Hevel, and the pasuk tells us in Perek Daled, in pasuk, Gimel and Dalid, that Cain and Hevel bought their karbonos. Plus the Gimel tells us, for him he hates Yomim, by Yobe Cain Mepriha Adoma, Mincha Hashem. Cain bought from the fruits of the earth, a Mincha to Hashem. Plus the Dalid, for Hevel Hevi Gamhu, Mibachai Reis, Soin Melchavayen, Hevel bought from the Bechayas for sheep, and from the fat ones, the good ones, by Yisha Hashem turned, Hevel to Hevel, the Minchas into his Mincha. So we all know that Hashem accepted Hevel's Mincha, not Cain's. What was different about Hevel's mincha versus Cain's mincha? So posh pshat, it's Cain brought, like Rashi says, Pri Adama, from the, not the good fruits, he bought from the psoilus, he bought the mincha. Well, Hevel went ahead, and he bought the b'chai with the psoilus from the best that he had, and Hevel bought a carbon from the best that he had, and Hashem accepted the mincha of Hevel. Rashi says, Mepri Adama, Menegrua, Cain bought from the worst that he had. V'yeshagado, he bought Zerah Pishna, he bought flax. But Hevel bought from the, Hevel bought from the best. When a person gives an adava, a person donates, a person should give in a good oifet, not in a cheap or in a garua oifet, a person should give the best that he can. But Yosef, however, says a whole different pshat. Besides the fact that Cain bought min ha-garua, and Hevel bought min ha-chayrus ha-sainai, what was special about Hevel? Look at the pasuk. Perek Daled, Pasuk Daled. The Hevel Hevi Gamhu, he also brought the Bechayres Sinai Mechavehen. What are the words Gam Hu?
He brought himself.
The Hevel Hevi. Who just said Hevel brought? The Hevel Hevi Gam Hu, says the Beis Yosef, means he gave of himself as well. He brought himself also. When he brought the carbon, he put his full kaiches into it. He put his full excitement into it. His lavos, his kaiches, he put into the carbon. The Hevel Hevi Gam Hu. He also brought. Hevel brought of himself. Kayin just says, Kayin bought the mincha. Kayin said, here. He didn't put his kaiches into it. Hevel went and he put himself into it. Hevel hevi gam hu. And that's why Hevel was zaycha, that his mincha was accepted. When a person goes ahead and a person does or donates, does a chesed, does a mitzvah, instead of just doing it to the Yetzer Zayin, a person goes ahead and puts his kaiches into it, a little more, a little slavos, and that enhances the mitzvah. And Hevel was zaycha.
They did this on their own.
Did it on their own.
But I mean, why can he get still, a little credit for that?
He does. He does. But that wasn't, it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same. Hevel bought it with his whole self. The Hevel Hevi Gamhu. Hevel bought it. A person, two people who do the same mitzvah, and one brings it just out of habit, or haphazardly, with miyotza, and one brings it with a little eslavos, a little feeling. The one who brings it with the feeling is in a much higher, a much higher level. It's going back a drop. We have the Eitz HaChayim, the Eitz HaDas. We have the whole story with Adam, Chava, the Nochosh. A difficult story in itself. But the pasuk tells us the Eitz HaChayim is Seichagon. The Eitz HaChayim was in the garden in the garden. Should be pasuk. Should be pasuk gimel. Is it pasuk gimel? Yeah, pasuk gimel. Perek gimel, pasuk gimel. Mepri ha'etz ish v'sei chaygon. For the fruit of the tree in the garden, Hashem says not to eat from it. Boy, sugavoy pentamusa. They were not allowed to eat from the. They were not allowed to eat. Sorry, one second. Wait, what was it? The pasuk says, "V'sei chagon," it was in the garden. So I know we said this often in the past, but this is it's a lesson that we can learn from over and over again. The Chavetz Chaim, a doctor, once came to the Chavetz Chaim, and he asked the Chavetz Chaim, "How can I be zeicha toyom haba? I don't learn. I'm not a Talmud Chacham. How could I be zeicha toyom haba? What's my?" So the Chavetz Chaim said to him, "It says in the pasuk that Eitz HaChaim was b'saych hagon." And Unkelus says, if you look at Unkelus on Pasuk Gimel, m'peire ilano, di b'metzius ginsa, in the middle of the gan. B'saych hagon, Unkelus translates as in the middle, b'metzius, in the middle of the garden. Says the Chavetz Chaim, what's the chiluk, whether a tree is standing in the garden, or it's standing in the middle of the garden? He says the difference is how to approach the tree. If a tree is standing in the garden, in a corner, there's only one way to approach it. You have to come, there's only one way to approach it from one side. But if a tree is standing in the middle of the garden, it can be approached on all four sides. You can approach it any which way. So the fact that Eitz HaChaim stood beside Chagon is teaching us that Chaim, life, a person's way to achieve his goal in this world is in the middle of the garden. It's not the same for everybody. Everybody has their own kaiches. Everybody has their own talents. Everybody has their own ability. Their own, everyone has their own thing, their own talents they excel at, and Hashem gave them. Everybody has their own derech. And they're all kodesh. As long as they all reach the tree standing in the middle of the garden. And that's why the tree stood in the middle. Whether he's a doctor, he's a Talmud Chacham, whatever profession a person has, whatever job a person does, whatever life a person has, it's all b'sei chagon. Everybody from their position, from where they're standing, can reach the tree standing in the middle of the garden. Because if it's in the middle, you can approach it on all four sides. And he said to the doctor, the Gemara in Tainus Chafaluf. The Gemara brings down, was it Chafaluf? Gemara in Tainus Chafaluf, yeah. Gemara brings down that Abu Umna was a Makiz Dam. Abu Umna was one who let blood. He was a Makiz Dam. And the Gemara says that every day they gave him Shalom in Hashemayim. They called out Shalom to Abu Umna every day. He was Zeicha that in Hashemayim, they greeted him with a shalom every day. Abaye was only zeicha erev Shabbos. Rava was Zaycha Erev Yom Kippur to have a Shalom. But this Abba Umna, Makas Dam, was Zaycha to have Shalom every single day. And the Gemara explains why. Because of how he was Makas Dam. First of all, he kept the men and the women separate. And he made sure the ladies were covered, and he didn't look, or nobody should see when the ladies, when it was Makas Dam. Second of all, Talmidei Chachamim, he never charged. Free of charge. And anybody else, if they could pay, they paid. If they couldn't pay, they couldn't. They paid on the way out. He had a keli, a pushka, and people paid on the way out. Those that had money put into the pushka, and those that didn't pay. And this way, he didn't know who paid, who didn't pay, and was makas dam whoever needed it. And he was zaycha that every day he was greeted with a shalom. A basko greeted him shalom in Hashemayim.
What's his occupation?
Bloodletting. Bloodletting. I'm saying Yiddish or Russian. Makas dam.
Yankis.
Bankis. Bloodletting.
No, it's not bankis.
Okay, bloodletting. He was Zaycha. Chavetz Chaim told us that everybody could be Zaycha. The tree stood in the middle of the garden. It's approachable on all sides.
So he's a doctor, he's a refuah. Good. To do that is a refuah.
Right. So everybody has that derech. So we're starting off after Simchas Torah, we're starting off a new year in a sense, a new season, starting off a Bereishis. We all have a chance to start fresh, start again. And no matter what our daily, what our days are like, what our weeks are like, everybody could approach Torah from whatever side they're standing on. The Seichel Gan is in the middle, we could all approach it. And if I can, let's use the time that we have. Learn a Kaisro needs chusim now. And every word that a person learns is a tremendous chus for himself, for Kaisro. And together we should all be zaycha to be able to continue to learn together. And Kaisro should see Yeshua's. And let's say we should be zaycha to Mashiach, so can't be ahead of you, man, or one day.